The Central Tibetan Administration recently held a two-day consortium conference of the Tibetan Digital Library as part of strengthening cultural resilience of Tibetan communities. The project is one of the major initiatives of the 16th Kashag aimed towards collection, preservation and promotion of Tibetan cultural manuscripts and documents in the realms of technology. The Department of Religion and Culture under the Central Tibetan Administration is implementing the Tibetan Digital Library project along with its technical partner, Wadhwani AI and Melam IT. Today, to learn more about the Tibetan Digital Library project, we have invited Thundup Tsering, the head of the Culture Section, Department of Religion and Culture, and Tinsi Tile, Deputy Chief of Party for this project from Melam IT. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
So to start with, Thundup Tsering Lasso, can you tell us what is Tibetan Digital Library Project and also why is it needed in the Tibetan monasteries and cultural institutions?
And thank you, Pandela, for inviting me. So the Tibetan Digital Library Project is implementing by the Department of Religion and Culture under the Strengthening Cultural Resilience of the Tibetan Community, funded by USAID. It is officially launched by Honorable Sikyong in November 2023 as one of the biggest digital projects of the current Kashag. So the primary objective of this project is preservation of the ancient Tibetan manuscripts and cultural artifact that has been physically preserved in Tibetan monastic institutions and cultural center, and providing the secure accessibility of these resources through digital platform to the Tibetan monasteries, education academy, and in general public. So nowadays, the digital library is incredibly useful to access the vast amount of the resources through digital platform. So many countries around the world already started to digitize their national resources and other rare document, recognizing the importance of preserving all these resources in digital platform. So we have been in exile for more than 60 years. So during this period, many Tibetan older generation brought plenty of the invaluable resources from the Tibet, and now these resources are currently preserving in the Tibetan monastic institution. So it is the right time to digitize all these resources in digital format for better preservation. Recently, our department conducted a rapid assessment in 25 monastery institutions before we received this award. So more than 75% of the monastery yet to start digitize their resources, and most of the monasteries are facing the challenges of deterioration of the original resources because of the frequent human handling and environment and weather condition. So we started this project to support the Tibetan monastery institution to digitize their resources. Since this project also required many technical expertise, so we have Melam IT and Wadhwani AI as our technical partner to provide and to develop the digital tools and cataloging system and online digital portal. And we also engage with the BDRC to assist the landscape assessment and collection of the resources. Because BDRC has more than 40 years of experience in digitization and collection of resources.
They are the pioneers in this field, right? Digitization of manuscripts.
Yeah.
Talking about the manuscripts and the scriptures, how many are we talking about in terms of collecting and preservation here in this project, and how many monastic institutions and cultural centers are participating? We saw that recently, just a few weeks ago, we had a conference, yeah. Two-day conference on this project. You can say inaugural project, right? Yeah. So how many monastic centers and cultural centers participated?
There are many, plenty of the accessible and non-accessible resources in the monasteries. But right now, we cannot say that this much of the resources available in this and that monasteries, because these are part of the activities is yet to start. We will soon start the landscape assessment and the collection of the catalog from the monasteries. So during the landscape assessment, we will find out how much resources available in one particular monasteries, and we will also identify it, which monastery started to digitize in their resources. If they already started the digitization of their resources, then our technical team will check whether these resources are good enough to preserve in the digital platform or need to rescan. Regarding the participation of the monastery, there are 50 Tibetan monastic institutions, including 5 nunnery and 8 cultural institutions. So this list was finalized during the consortium conference organized by our department recently at Dharamsala. So before the consortium conference, we also did some assessment for the identifying the monasteries. And our department, we have 292 Tibetan monastic institutions in India, Nepal, and Bhutan. So all these monasteries are our prime target group for the digitization. And then in the initial phase, we selected 105 monastic institutions who are supposed to have resources in their monasteries by thorough discussions in our department meeting and consulting the expert. And then in the second stakeholder analysis, 65 monasteries has been confirmed to have resources in their monasteries. And then we finally invited them for the consortium conference and finalized the list. So totally we have 58 Tibetan monastic institutions and cultural centers in this digitalization project.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell us what is the role of Milam IT and your involvement in this project?
Okay. Thank you so much, Mandela, for your question. So Milam IT serves as one of the partners in building this Tibetan Digital Library platform. And what I would want to reiterate is that Milam IT is collaborating with the Indian company called Wadhwani AI in making sure that the Tibetan Digital Library platform is for the Tibetan people and caters for the Tibetan users primarily. So Milam IT, in its capacity, helps Wadhwani AI in building the AI models, in making sure that the data that Wadhwani AI receives are correct, and also making sure that Wadhwani AI, whatever products that is released from Wadhwani AI regarding the Tibetan Digital Library project, be it the Tibetan Library Management System app or the Tibetan Digital Library platform, would be culturally respectful and useful for the Tibetan people.
Talking about the Tibetan Library Management System, can you elaborate a little bit more on that, and how is it going to be proof helpful, and what are its key features and functions?
Okay, so the Tibetan Library Management System app is, let me just explain the Tibetan Digital Library project first. So the Tibetan Digital Library project, in terms of deliverables, can be divided into two main products. The first product will be the Tibetan Library Management System app, and the second one will be the Tibetan Digital Library platform. So the Tibetan Library Management System app would be actually developed primarily by Wadhwani AI through the help of Milam and also BDRC, because they have quite an extensive experience in building those sort of applications. So what we did in terms of the Tibetan Library Management System app is to make sure that, you know, we do not deduplicate the data that we already have, and also make sure that we have cataloged all the resources that is available in the monasteries. So what it does is that it makes the work of the digitization much easier when it's carried out in its full phase regarding the landscape assessment, or be it in the digitization process. So the Tibetan Library Management System app, the main feature would be cataloging. The next main feature would be the realization of how much digitization needs to be done and how much digitization has already been done. So those are the main features of the TLMS app.
And can you also tell us, has the work already started, or is it still in the process?
So the TLMS app, since we have been working for the TLMS app for the past 4 or 5 months, it is in its final phase of releasing. So the first version will be available by the end of April so that we can do the full landscape assessment and we can try it on our pilot monasteries. There will be three pilot monasteries that we would like to conduct the pilot assessment with. We will test out the Tibet Library Management System app, and we will see if they would prefer like certain kind of features. If they would not like certain kind of features, we will take it out. We will test it out with multiple users so as to ascertain the needs and the favors of the Tibetan users.
Oh, thank you. And Tenzin La, can you tell us what future does the Tibetan Digital Library hold in terms of introducing Tibetan culture to the younger generation of Tibetans?
I believe the Tibetan Digital Library will serve as the best medium to in introducing the Tibetan culture to the younger generation. In the past, when there is no digital library, and our older generation, if they want to study something about Tibetan culture, they often solely depend on the physical books. So nowadays, because of the unprecedented advancement of the modern technology and digital system, if we want to study something about Tibetan culture, we can directly access the vast amount of the resource available in the digital platform. Especially in our case, we all know that Tibetans are scattered across the world, and there is a very limited access of the Tibetan Buddhist manuscripts that are available in the monastic institutions. So this Tibetan Digital Library will play the instrumental role in preserving and introducing the Tibetan culture to the younger generation. When we say about Tibetan culture, it is all about Buddhist knowledge and thought. Whenever His Holiness Dalai Lama also talk about Tibetan culture, His Holiness says often refers that Tibetan Buddhism is the inalienable part of the Tibetan culture since 1,000 years. So this digital library project, we will support the Tibetan monastery to digitize their resources in the monasteries, and we will provide the necessary training for them. And we will also get several resources from the BDRC to make the Tibetan Digital Library more resourceful. Moreover, once the digitization project is completed, we are planning to hold online different activities such as online Tibetan language class and distance studies on the Tibetan Buddhism and Cultural Immersion Program. With its aim to preserve and introduce the Tibetan culture for the younger generation.
And when you talk about digitizing the manuscripts or scripture from the different monasteries, Tibetan yeah. Buddhist monasteries in India and Tibetan diaspora area, right, around the world. So how is it possible? Is there any time limit for this project? Suppose, say, like you're going to finish this project yeah. in 4 to 5 years, or is it more, or is it less than that?
Yeah, so this Tibetan Digital Library is a 3 years project, and in the first year, we are planning to digitize the Tibetan manuscripts in the monasteries in 20 monasteries. There are 13 monasteries in south, and 7 monasteries and cultural institutions in north.
Mm, okay, and Tenzin Tilala, so in this day and age, due to the advanced technology, how challenging do you see is it not only to have a Tibetan culture in the traditional form in the realms of the up-to-date technology that we see these days, right? But also to ensure that the introduction of the user-friendly technology to our community that has just begun entering the technological world.
So, what I see here in the Tibetan culture context with regards to AI or any kind of like digital resources is that the challenges would be to have them in first. So having the Tibetan manuscripts in the digital platform, having Tibetan culture noted in the digital realm, that will be the first challenge in itself. And then to make context of it, then put more advertisements into it. So those are the sort of challenges that I think would be about that about this digital library project and any other project that aims to put more that aims to put more Tibetan content into the digital realm. So with regards to this project, as we have discussed earlier, this project will focus its huge energy and capital into making sure that it is a user-centric platform. And I think this is a relatively new concept in the Tibetan world, because we haven't yet focused that much of our product for the users. So I think this will be the first time where we will do landscape assessment to make sure that, you know, the platform or the Tibetan Library Management System app, if it's useful for the users like librarians or the monks who will primarily use it. So those sort of contexts, I think we are pioneering with the help of, with Wadhwani taking the lead and Milam AI assisting. So we are taking a huge step in terms of like making sure that any kind of app within the Tibetan digital realm, like making sure that it caters to its user. I think that's the first in a decade or so. So that's what I hope would come out of this project as well. And with regards to AI and making sure that the digital library is imbued with AI, it's important to note what AI is actually. So AI would be artificial intelligence in short, and what it means is that we have a computer or a digital system that can actually do work that will actually require human intelligence, like processing or understanding natural language, understanding patterns, understanding complex things, and also deciding on certain things. So those are the things that usually a human would do with the help of their intelligence. Now artificial intelligence can actually do that. So those in terms of the digital library would be like we would imbue the platform with four main features. The four main features are pioneered by Milam AI, but Wadhwani would make it better and make it more accessible. So those are machine translation, optical character recognition, speech to text, and text to speech. So let's say I'll just give an example for OCR, optical character recognition. So what that feature will do is that it will actually recognize all the text within, let's say, a manuscript and be able to extract it out and be able to use it for other usage like machine translation or summarizing and those sort of things. So I think the digital library project will get all those AI features and make it more understandable for the Tibetan youth and also for people who has less understanding about Tibetan language and Buddhism.
Okay, and is Milam IT bringing together Tibetan IT professional in this project by providing training to them?
Indirectly, Milam AI is built by Tibetan IT professionals. There are more than 10 Tibetan IT professionals who work day and night in making sure that whatever Milam AI releases in terms of its machine translation capabilities, in terms of the models that I said earlier, they are working day and night. But in terms of this project, it's a bit separate. So the work of like training the IT professionals, the work of capacity building Tibetan youth to make sure that they take certain routes in terms of digital world, that falls under the purview of Wadhwani AI. And what they are doing is that they are conducting workshops in the future, and they are also conducting they are also taking in internships. I believe they are taking 8 internships, and DORC and Wadhwani has received in total more than 50 internship applications. So it's a positive outlook and that's on this area.
Okay, and thank you. And Thindup Thingla, so since Tibetan Digital Library is, this project is one of the biggest project of this 16th Kasha. And so can you talk to us about what are the other projects in the pipeline regarding towards the successful implementation of this project?
The digitization project is one of the key priority of the current Kasha. There are many activity implementing by the different department for the digitization project, and The Tibetan Digital Library is one of the biggest project related to the digitization. There are several activity under the Tibetan Digital Library project. Some of the major activity we have just completed recently, and there are still more major activity in the coming year. The stakeholder analysis and establishment of a consortium are the two major activity we recently completed. As I mentioned, and during the stakeholder analysis, we identify the monasteries who have resources in their monasteries, and we also establish the consortium body during the conference. And then in the coming month, as Tirula mentioned, we have landscape assessment in the coming month. So during the landscape assessment, our digitization team will visit the monasteries and provide the digital equipment such as QR code generator and scanner and computer to the monasteries. And also the necessary training will be also provided to the librarian, monastery librarian and staff. Currently, we are developing the consortium model and its policy with the Tibetan Legal Association. So this model is for the smooth functioning of the Tibetan Digital Library in the future. So apart from this, there are several activities, but not directly related to the digitization project, but it is youth skill development and the livelihood opportunity. Next month, we have internship program in collaboration with the Wadhwani AI for 6 months. And we also have animation course for 8 Tibetan youth and provide them for the job opportunity to develop the animation video related to the Tibetan culture. We also have symposium on Tibetan culture and Buddhism for the Tibetan youth.
Thank you so much to both of you for coming to our show and talking to us about the Tibetan Digital Library. And it has been a very insightful discussion and lovely talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.